good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll be telling you about a 32-county bail challenge for charity that concludes in Donegal this weekend. But first, farm incomes, and Teagasc have released details of their annual survey. To find out more, I've been speaking to Paul Mooney, news reporter with the Irish Farmers Journal. We see that the average family farm income has fallen quite significantly.
Yes, unfortunately, farm incomes fell last year. No surprise, Chris, of course, given that we were all obviously well aware during the year that milk prices in particular were down quite sharply, and grain prices also, and grain yields down as well. So those are the two sectors, and certainly they'd be among your listeners who would have taken an income drop in 2016.
Yeah. And now, it's always dangerous, I suppose, to talk about averages, but what is the average figure?
The average figure for 2016 of family farm income was €24,000, €24,060 to be very precise, Chris. So that would include the direct payments that farmers are getting, you know, the EU direct payments. It does not include off-farm income from off-farm work and off-farm jobs, which a lot of farmers or their spouses would have as well coming in. No surprise, obviously, given that level of income.
And obviously, there are considerable regional variations as well.
There would be regional variations, but they would not be as obvious as the variation, Chris, between the different enterprises. That variation would be bigger, say, between dairying and, you know, dry stock farming or cattle or sheep. They'd be the bigger variation. So, you know, in an area like your own where there is a very big mix of enterprises, that would be the trend, that the variation is between the enterprises.
And what sectors have fared better compared with others?
Okay, so the bigger income drops, Chris, would have been in, the biggest income drop would have been in dairying, where income was down. So milk price was down by 9% in 2016. So that was the bigger income drop was on the dairying side. But despite that, dairying nonetheless would maintain its lead as having the highest income. You know, in no matter what way you measure it, it would have a higher income than the other farming enterprises such as tillage or such as cattle or sheep. For example, in terms of income per hectare, dairying would have an income there of over €900 per hectare, which would be, you know, close to double of the next highest one of tillage, and much more, almost treble the income per hectare of enterprises such as sheep or cattle rearing.
And tillage farms would still have the highest direct payments?
Tillage farms, yes, have the highest direct payments, and that's certainly very historic, going back to the payments that were paid out before the year 2000. And conversely, dairy farmers would have the lowest direct payments per hectare. So that might be a bit of a surprise to some of your listeners there. So in other words, why if dairy farmers have the lowest, say, direct payments per hectare, why don't they have the lowest income? Well, the answer to that question is that it's market prices really that then determine income. So, market prices and cost of production. And when you look at those two factors, cost of production and market prices, that's where dairying is coming out on top.
And this survey, it's carried out through Teagasc. I suppose it is a good barometer of the way things are going.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, it's carried out every year, and the methodology used every year is very similar, Chris. And therefore, it's the change from year to year and the longer term pattern that really is the most revealing. So incomes would have risen the year before, 2015, and recovered. Unfortunately, they took a tumble again, 2016. We can, even at this stage in 2017, we can say that incomes are likely to recover in 2017 because milk price has shown recovery, and also cattle prices are quite strong in 2017. So, you know, at this early stage, we can say that hopefully there would be an increase in the national survey, which is eventually will be carried out for the current year that we're in.
And does Teagasc actually make a forecast for the 12 months ahead?
Maybe not on average farm income, but they certainly will make a forecast for the outturn for 2017. We haven't got those yet, but so they will come in time. They'll be looking at markets and markets and prices, for example, and costs, of course.
And needless to say, the fluctuation of sterling can have a significant factor, particularly in border areas.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the fluctuation of sterling and Brexit. Brexit is not a policy yet, of course, but is coming. But in advance of that, as you've just said, sterling is all over the place. Sterling weakened there, and showed recovery. But certainly that has been a huge factor, will be a huge factor ahead, and it's one that all agri-food processors are watching very carefully. It certainly has caused problems already. There have been contracts lost, for example, from some processors over in the UK, and has affected prices. But despite that, for example, beef demand at the moment is quite strong.
And that was Paul Mooney, news reporter with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, a 32-county charity bail drive kicked off earlier on this week. It's been organised by the Active Agri Association, and it's an event which they hope will raise some €32,000 for two charities. It'll conclude in Donegal this Saturday. I've been speaking with Charlie McCann, a member of their committee, who is also their vice chairman.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. We are we're the Active Agri Association, and we're doing it for two very worthy causes, two charities. One of them being Ronald McDonald in Dublin, the other one being Lily Hill Lodge in County Down.
And essentially, you're going around the whole county, and you're going to make bales, 100 bales in each county, isn't that right?
That's right. We start off down there in Derry, and we're now, as we speak, heading to Kerry. We do 100 bales in every county, and the farmer pays us €1,000 as we come out the gate. Now, the weather is not on our favours. Good day yesterday, but today now it's raining. We still hit every county. We do 4 to 6 bales, and then the local contractor finishes. We leave the materials with them when the weather's dry and suits them.
And how did the whole idea come about?
Well, the whole idea was thought up about 12 months ago. Just a couple of guys sitting around and said they wanted to do something for charity. We did do it there at Christmas, the Parade of Lights in Ballybor and the County Cavan, and it was very successful. So then we decided to push this on. A lot of organising, because we had to contact 32 contractors, get 32 farmers on the route, so we didn't have to spend much time, because we set ourselves a target of 6 days, which is a tall order, considering we're on tractors.
And the fact that you, I mean, you do have some of the best quality equipment around, and that's certainly going to help with some of the big names in balers.
Yes, we did. We have 4 combination balers. Different companies donated them, including the tractors, and we're getting all the raw materials donated, the diesel, the wrap, the net. So, thanks to every one of our sponsors. We've got a lot of sponsors. And at every venue, we have buckets out, so we're getting good results there. And funny enough, the morning is a bit quiet, but as the day goes on, the crowds get bigger.
And how did you liaise with people in each county to decide where exactly you were going to and what exact farms?
Well, we worked from the map and the phone, basically, and we picked out a contractor, and he obviously suggested a farmer which would be close to the route, or as close as we could get it. We didn't want to be running back roads, because there is a lot of plant with us, and there's something like 18-20 people, and every one of them is driving a vehicle.
And essentially, each host farmer pays €10 per bale for their 100 bales to be made, and then neighbours, spectators, whoever else there can also contribute.
Oh yes, like we were up there yesterday evening in Tipperary, and there was 5 or 6 neighbours helping lift his bales in, and helping out, basically, stewarding the place, stewarding the crowd, and the crowds do get big in the evening now,
And it all started off in Derry, so where exactly did it begin, and what was involved in the first day?
Well, we went down to Derry and done a farmer down there. I just can't think of where it was, but and then we moved on up into Fermanagh, down Monaghan, and finished up in Cavan that night. And I think we had something like 340 spectators in Cavan.
And so far, are you on target to reach the 32,000 euro that you're hoping to raise?
Yes, well, well on target. Actually, we're over target at this moment in time, and we get a check at the gate of every county, and the farmer is just glad to get it, glad to help these particular charities, because some of the farmers that we went to had to use these facilities, unfortunately.
Yep. And tell us a little bit more about the Active Agri Association.
Well, the Active Agri Association is a committee of eight people, and we have to start from someplace, and that's, we hope to register as a charity in the very near future. We are a charity, but we hope to register as one, you know.
And your aim would be to do various charitable acts?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, you know, because you get a great kick out of it, you know, especially helping children. We're up there in Wicklow, and a member of the Ronald McDonald came out to see us, and they're over the moon, right, you know, that they were recognised in the first place, you know.
So just to recap, the nominated charities are Ronald McDonald House at Crumlin Children's Hospital in Dublin, and Daisy Lodge, the Cancer Fund for Children Therapeutic Centre, which is in Newcastle in County Down. You're on your way around the country, and can you tell us what time you expect to be in Donegal, and if somebody in Donegal wants to go along, where should they go?
Yes, we are in Donegal in Alfred and Vance, Alfred J. Vance and Sons, Lifford, in Donegal, and we hope to be there around 5:30
on Saturday.
On Saturday, we'll be glad to get there, because that does finish it up, you know. To give you, we started yesterday morning like at 6:30, and it was 1:30 this morning when we got finally wrestling.
And how many of you are actually involved in doing this event?
Well, there's 4 tractors and 4 combination. We got 8 drivers, 4 male and 4 female, so they give each other a break, so nobody is sitting there for that length of time, you know, from a health and safety reason as well as anything else. And then we got grassmen on board, which is a big bonus, because they are known countrywide, and they're all into their DVDs and children to help children a lot.
And when you're going from farm to farm, no doubt there's a presence on the road, so people may actually pass you by.
Oh yeah, I mean, like when we were traveling there, yes, even those people out videoing it and putting it up on Facebook, and it's really gathering momentum at this moment in time, you know.
And also, Charlie McCann, I understand that, am I right in saying that there's actually going to be a raffle at the end of the year for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I think it is, and a good prize?
Yeah, that's right. Grassmen have a tractor up there for raffle. They're selling tickets for it. We have that on the challenge as well. Donkey himself has taken that around, shown it to people, and it's going towards them and Make-A-Wish. Grassmen are doing that.
Great. Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck in the conclusion of your 32-county bail challenge, and all the best also for the Active Agri Association. Many thanks for joining us.
And thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you in Donegal.
Charlie McCann there of the Active Agri Association. And finally, on to the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steer base €4.15 to €4.20 a kilo. Heifers €4.25 to €4.30 a kilo. Young bulls making from €4 to €4.25 a kilo. And cows from €3.30 a kilo to €3.85 a kilo. Sheep prices: well, spring lambs making €6.20 to €6.30 a kilo, hoggets €5.20 a kilo. Well, that's it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, as always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, goodbye.